each one is completely different. New Kid in Town, I had the chorus of that song for about a year before I showed it to Glenn and Don.
Okay, all right.
I just couldn't think of what to do with it, and it was time to cut the Hotel California album, and we were looking for, you know, they were looking for songs they thought would make a good lead into that record, good single.
Right, right.
And I played this thing for, I don't remember if I played for Glenn or Don first, but they just went, yeah, dummy, that's it, you know. Let's write some verses. So I went to work on a story, and next thing you know, they had a great track, and they were calling me from Florida saying, hey, you got to come help us finish this song. What lyrics of the song that were in the studio, we have a track cut.
Right.
So I went down to Criteria Studios in Florida, and which happened a couple of times. They would get a really great track finished before all the lyrics were tightened up, and sometimes we'd be upstairs in the lounge working on lyrics, and Bill Simpson could be downstairs with doing guitar solo with Joe Walsh or something like that.
It was right.
Very interesting, very creative, but interesting time that had a lot of layers going on simultaneously.
Okay. Now, on Heartache Tonight, I believe Bob Seger co-wrote that too, right?
Bob Seger wrote the chorus, period.
Okay. Okay.
He just said, Glenn and I had started that song in my house, and we weren't even playing anything. We're just walking around my swimming pool, clapping our hands and singing that melody. We sort of got stuck for a chorus, and we got Don in on it. And,
right.
We still didn't really have a chorus that we loved, and I guess Glenn sang it to Bob Seger over the phone. And Bob just chimed in with a chorus, and Glenn called us up and said, hey, I think we got a chorus. Is it okay with...
Uh-huh.
And I said, well, yeah, it's a lot of ways to split the money, but if it's good, absolutely.
Well, so that was really very fitting that over the weekend at the Classic West concert at Dodger Stadium that Bob Seger sang Heartache Tonight then.
I just heard about that, actually, last night, yeah.
Yeah, okay. It's
entirely appropriate, yeah.
And then the first of those three hits, big hits, was Best of My Love, you know, beautiful ballad. Can you just, you know, any story or quick story about that song?
Now, that song is quite the opposite. I don't think I was in on the beginning of that song at all. I think Glenn and I had been playing with that tuning. I think it's a tuning we heard on some Fred Neil records.
Right.
Where the low E's dropped all the way to C. But they were in London making a record, and Don just called me one night. I was actually just hanging out at Peter Asher's house, and he said, what are you doing? And I said, well, what do you mean? Right now, we're nothing. Uh-huh. I think we're playing backgammon and looking at the swimming pool or something. He said, well, can you come to London? I said, when? He said, now. And this was kind of that period of time where he just did things impulsively. I went, yeah, sure. So went home, made a reservation, got up, got on a plane to London, and wrote the bridge to Best of My Love.
All right.
And then we tweaked it a little bit, I guess. But that basically is, those three examples should tell you that among that group of writers, there was just no particular methodology.
Okay.
Whatever produced the best song would have been the right thing to do, and was the right thing to do.